Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Thanks for being here. Broadcasting live, as I said earlier, broadcasting live from the Administaff Small Business Classic. We got golf, we got small business, we got food, we got that's the trifecta as far as I'm concerned. Ladies and gentlemen, that's the hat trick. That's whatever they got those three things together, I'm going to be hanging out there if I can. And I have been. This is my fifth year. Every tournament I've been here broadcasting live and whooping it up on behalf of small business and throwing a little golf in there to boot, having a great time. Met a lot of good folks, and if you ever get a chance to hang out at one of these tournaments, you ought to give it a shot. If you ever get a chance to support one of them, it's ultimately for a good cause. It's for the charities that they support. Jeffrey Zabar is our good friend. He's with us right now. Jeffrey is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He's the author of Home Office Know-How and many other books. Oh, my favorite, though, is Safe at Home. If you're home-based or want to be, you got to get that book, Safe at Home. He's a 2001 Small Business Journalist of the Year. That's a national award the SBA gave him. He's our good friend. Jeffrey, welcome back to the show.
Hey, Jim. How's the golfing? How's your handicap doing?
My handicap is my swing, Jeff.
Yeah, it's your swing. They don't let me on the links. I don't golf. I hack. Okay, so you want divots?
I have low expectations in golf. My main golf goal is nobody gets hurt.
When I say four, I mean incoming.
Hey, Jeff, one of the things that you've been working on lately, I know you're a graduate of some school there in Florida.
Podunk little community college called the University of Florida.
Yeah. What is that? That's not the Seminoles, is it?
No. Okay, I'll be talking to you later here, Jim. It's been good talking to you.
They got that animal with the big teeth there thing, huh?
That animal with the big teeth. Yeah, the Seminole? No. And certainly I jest. No, we have our beloved Gators.
But you were invited back recently to help them with some curriculum visioning and in the journalism department, right?
Yeah, I graduated from journalism back in 86. I graduated from journalism over there, and I feel old whenever I go back because they're so young and I'm so not. I'm part of the University of Florida Journalism Advisory Council, and what that is a group of anywhere from 15 to 20 people. Not all of us show up at every meeting, but we're practitioners in the field. I go as a freelancer, so I didn't insist, but I offered my services as a freelancer because I know so many people are going freelance or they're being laid off from publications and starting freelance careers. But they have newspaper people, they have magazine people, they have radio and TV people, a variety of people in the industry from all sorts of stations within, and I don't mean stations like broadcast stations, but positions within the industry. So they have editors, they have writers, they have publishers, they have entrepreneurs, people who have launched magazines and the like. And so we go back twice a year to help guide on curriculum, give our advice from the real world as opposed to the academic world on some of the things that they need to be
doing. One of the things that you guys talked about this week, this time, was about how to get these young people to focus on not only what they produce as a product, but also as who they are and the person that they are and how the marketplace perceives the individual that they are. That's an important part. And I know you were talking about future journalists, but that's a good lesson for everybody, isn't it? I mean, how the marketplace, we all oftentimes work so hard on making sure that our product, our service is polished up and spit shined and all that, but maybe, and I've done this, I've gone to businesses And they didn't realize that, that they needed to work on their own self a little bit. The people who were the person who was delivering this product, there needed to be a little bit of attention paid to that on many levels, whether it be, you know, the way they speak, the way they write, the way they treat people, et cetera, et cetera.
It, you know what, it comes down to two words, and they wrote about this in Fast Company magazine back in, I think it was 98 or 99, Tom Peters wrote a cover story, and the two words are brand you. You know, Procter & Gamble and GM and Coca-Cola and McDonald's all have their brands. They have their golden arches, or they have their icons, their logos, their products. You know, we forget that we are brands also. Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate, is a tremendous brand in the small business market. You know, Jeff Sabar, the chief home officer, has created, I have created myself as a brand. These kids, and they're not kids, but they're, you know, they're in that, you know, that netherworld between, you know, they're young adults and going out in the professional world, they don't see themselves that way. Many of them don't. And the ones who do truly stand out. There was a photographer there. He's 18 years old, and he has Steven Johnson is his name. He's from the Orlando area, and he's a professional photographer. He gets hired by the top photo agencies to go to events and shoot sports photography. He's got a killer portfolio. He's got business cards. I mean, you and me, we say, you know, business cards, that's no big deal. This is an 18-year-old kid who has the insight to know that when he meets somebody, he hands them a business card. Then you have others who are near graduation. You say, how many of you have business cards? Their hands don't go up. And they're not honing their brand. And the earlier you learn that lesson, the younger you learn that lesson, and then hone that image over time, the stronger you'll be. So that's one of the things we tried to get across during our meetings with the students this past week.
Well, you know, and to transfer this over to business owners, not, you know, and to connect what you're talking about with the, from a journalism standpoint to business owners. I mean, like I said earlier, you walk into a business and you like their products. You like what they have to sell. It's a good value for you. But you wouldn't want to hang out and spend any time with the owner of the business. Now, what that means is somebody else comes along with something of similar value that actually, you know, acts like, you know, that they appreciate my business, guess where I'm going?
Right.
You know, I mean, I'm not saying that you know, you have to be Mr. Personality. You know, if that's not your cup of tea, if you're not a hail fellow well-met kind of person, you know, that's fine. But at least be aware of the humanity, the person that's behind the product. Because when people do business with small businesses, Jeff, they expect that, don't they? They expect to get some humanity with the product.
There's a saying I saw on the web, people like doing business with people they like. And
that's
if
exactly
you're not
right.
Someone your clients like, they're going to go to people they do like.
Hold on to that thought, Jeff. We're going to take a quick break, folks. Right back with Jeff Sabar. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. We're back. It's 23 now. Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. Hope you check them out. Use them to your advantage. We built them for you. No barriers to entry. Smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. Jeffrey Sabar has made major contributions to both of those sites. He's got a lot of wisdom from there, folks, that you can take advantage of. I hope you'll check those out. But actually, what you might want to do is go to his website first, and it's chiefhomeofficer.com. Right, Jeff?
A lot of great stuff. We have a lot of content on running your home base, your small biz, marketing your biz, starting it up, a lot on technology as well. So good stuff.
You can find your books there, too. You can find your books there, too, right?
All my content is there. Yeah, absolutely.
So check that out, and that's chiefhomeofficer.com. You know, Jeff, we were talking earlier about brand you, the individual. You know, first, one of the big deals is just to get small business owners to understand that they have a brand,
right?
Or actually have many brands,
right?
And then they have to understand that they are part of the brand,
right?
They as an individual, their personality, their countenance, their behavior, their activity, their seen moving around the marketplace, that's part of the brand. But there's one other thing that I encourage people to talk about, and that's in the focus on, and that's their employees, because in a small business, your employees are part of that brand.
Absolutely. How quickly we forget that they're out in the market, you know?
Not only those individuals, but the way they behave and the way they speak. Do they use good English? Do they speak well? Do they use good grammar? When they write emails to customers, when they're making notes or whatever, do they actually have some reasonable command of the King's English? What do you think?
Well, it's absolutely true. I mean, I'm, you know, as part of the Journalism Advisory Council, we're sitting there listening about what they're thinking of as far as new courses to offer, and they're thinking of requiring. When I went into J school back in the 80s, the only requirement to get in was to be able to type 35 words a minute on an IBM Selectric. Now they've apparently foregone the typing requirement because the kids all can type, or just give them a cell phone and see if they can how quickly they can text. But social networking is also very important as part of the curriculum, and they want people to start to learn. If they don't know, they want them to learn how to use, Twitter or Facebook or how to blog or whatever. But grammar, they're thinking of requiring a grammar test going in, and if you fail it, take a one-credit-hour, semester-long test course on grammar. I mean, grammar to me is, if you don't leave middle school with a good understanding of grammar, punctuation, subject-verb agreement, or subject-predicate, things like that, I think that you're – I don't want to say the school system's failing you because it's not – I'm not one of those who believe it's a school system. It's a community. It's the parents. It's the kids.
Yeah.
It's the school teachers. It's everyone around you. But too many people are going into college, leaving college, and then entering the workforce – with a lousy sense of grammar, and to the point that they expect that Word is going to spell check them out of these corners, and that just cannot be the case. And
I met a kid the other day who I happen to know, and who I happen to know just graduated from college, and he was working somewhere, and he was waiting on me, and he was writing a note down that was giving him. And he had to ask me to spell. I've forgotten what he asked me to spell, but it wasn't much of a word. And he wasn't able to get the word spelled. I mean,
right.
I had to help him.
Right.
That's frightening, Jeff. I think that, the whole education thing, that's another story. We're not going to solve that here. But the thing is, what you can do, though.
We're going to focus on world peace here, but that, no, just
kidding. Yeah. Well, what you can do, though, is you can check for those things. You can interview for those things.
Right.
You can. You know, if you're interviewing someone and they, are using a lot of double negatives, maybe you want to look further. If they
right.
if their resume is not well prepared, maybe you want to look. Now, I'm not, depending, and you can say, well, that's not what I'm hiring them for. I'm not hiring them to be a journalist. But all of that, I like it when people leave my business and say, wow, I'm impressed with those. With the people who work there, with that employee that Jim has hired, I'm impressed with those people.
You're not hiring to be a journalist, but you are hiring them in no small part to be a communicator. Unless you're hiring an IT guy, and no disrespect to IT guys or graphic arts people who are going to reside in a back cubby and never see the light of day because that's not part of their job to interact with customers out there. If they are part of your organization, expect that they're going to interact with people. You're hiring them in no small part to communicate on behalf of your company and to help build your brand, or at least not tarnish your brand in the process.
And we need to tell them, Jeff, we need to have training classes and tell them and talk to them about this. Look, when you're in the marketplace, when you're moving to church, when you're going to church, when you're on a ball field, when you're, wherever you are, when people know that you work for us, you're representing us. And we want you to know that we have standards that we would like for you to maintain. And you know what? That does nothing but make them feel proud that you when you tell them, I'm giving you the ability, as an employee of this company, I'm giving you the ability to represent us either to customers or to the general public, and let them know that.
And absolutely. And it's not about being overly persnickety about it. It's not about being intense and saying, man, if you get two double negatives in a letter you write, you're fired. It's about just giving them a baseline and helping them own their craft, because they're going to move on and they'll be better for it.
And instilling pride.
Napoleon
said a soldier will fight long and hard for a bit of colored ribbon. Hey, thanks, Jeffrey, for being here. Good job today. We'll see you next time. Jeff Sabar, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back, I promise. Quick break. By the way, his website is cheaphomeoffice.com.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.